Our radio play for this week is entitled The Great Illusion. It is a dramatization based on a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. It is Saturday night at the Variety Theater in Paris. Sturdy stagehands set up the paraphernalia for the closing act on the bill, The Great Hernando, Magical Illusion. A young man appears at the stage door and is met by the doorman.
No one's allowed backstage during the performance. Oh, it's you, Monsieur Le Cerf.
Yes, I wanted to see Mademoiselle Colette before she goes on. Is she up in the dressing room?
Yes, Monsieur. Go on right off.
Who is it, Louis?
It's Edward.
Darling, come in. Oh, Edward, my dear. Oh, you shouldn't have come up here.
Oh, my darling, you look breathtakingly lovely tonight.
Flatterer, it's the makeup.
I know better. Colette.
Oh, darling, please. My lips have just been made up fresh. I must go on stage in a few minutes.
But I haven't seen you for a whole month.
Yes, I know.
Oh, well, I suppose I shall have to wait until after the performance. You're coming to supper with me tonight, my first night back.
Yes, of course, silly. Now you must go. Hernando will be furious if he knows you're up here.
Is he still bothering you, Colette? Why, I...
Hush, Edward. You know I must keep on good terms with him.
Why? Quit this work. I can support the two of us. For my sake, be free of this devil's magician. I'm afraid he'll harm you sooner or later.
I'm sick of battling with him. All right, Edward. I'll hand in my notice tonight.
Good. Then after the show, we'll go and celebrate the two things. My return to Paris and your freedom from that snake, Hernando.
Yes. Hernando?
Hey, Hernando the snake. Who is this?
Huh. The man you save your smile for, huh?
Why, you...
Edward, stop. Please don't make a scene. You may as well know, Hernando. This is my fiancée. You must go now, Edward. I'll meet you later as we planned. I must tell Hernando the news.
All right. I'll go, dear. But listen to me, Hernando. If you bother Colette again, you'll have me to settle with. I'll see you after the show, darling.
Yes, Edward.
You must tell me the news. Have I not just heard it? This undercover sweetheart of yours?
I suppose that is news, Hernando. But this is the most important, since this affects you. I hereby give you notice that I'm leaving the act.
Oh, this is the big news, eh? You are walking out on the Great Hernando, eh? There is no need for a notice, Colette. This will be your last performance.
Hernando and company on stage, please.
Come in.
Very well. I'm glad to be free of you. I've stood all I can from you.
And now, senorita, we shall go down for your last appearance.
Alberto, did you ever hear anything like it?
Never, Acton Wolf. Even the young man here must realize that it's only a coincidence. A modern magician is only an illusionist. It's impossible for him, really, to make a human being disappear into thin air.
I'm not trying to be melodramatic, Monsieur Bertillon. I'm merely telling you the facts. Saturday night, when Colette was made to vanish, she really did disappear.
Yes, but you told us that she'd been repulsing this magician's attentions. Perhaps she ran away in order to avoid him.
Why should she run away in full makeup and stage costume?
I've seen the act, Acton Wolf. The magician stands down near the footlights during the whole illusion. It would have been impossible for him to have left the stage to molest the girl.
Yes, but who knows what happened in the darkness when Colette was hidden by the artificial flames. He's killed my Colette, I tell you.
Come in.
Senor Bertillon, I have called to...
The great Hernando. Arrest him. There's Colette's murderer. Ah,
my late assistant, fiancé. I'm just in time. Gadry has been telling you that I made away with Senorita Colette.
You young fool. You'll be trying to blacken my reputation once too often.
Senor Hernando, please.
I beg pardon, senor. Perhaps I'd better wait outside.
No. I'm glad you came when you did. As you surmised, we were discussing the mysterious disappearance of your assistant. What do you imagine has become of the young lady?
How should I know? When the mechanism of the act removes her from the view of the audience, she's got liberty to go where she pleases.
Yes, but we've learned from Monsieur Lassalle that Mademoiselle Colette had made up her mind to leave the act because of your unwelcome attention. What have you to say to that, Senor Hernando?
And why did you refer to her just now as your late assistant?
Senora, it is true that I loved Senorita Colette.
Loved her?
But she would not have me. I spoke of her as my late assistant... Because Saturday night, I discharged
what?
She probably left in anger. soon as the illusion was completed.
You lie. You lie, you dirty dog. You lie. You murdered her, and I'll prove it yet.
Senor Bertillon, why should I have wished to harm the woman I love? Furthermore, I was on the stage during the whole of the act. You will allow me to explain the routine. You will realize how impossible it was.
You needn't bother. I've seen the act.
May I ask a question?
Certainly, Mr. Wood.
Senor, how was it that your act was able to go on Monday night if this disappearance was so unexpected?
Why, it is customary to always have an understudy ready at all times, Senor Ashton Wood.
Why did you discharge Mademoiselle Colette?
Yes, I could not stand working with her, having her near me every day, and yet not returning my love.
You devil! I'll make you pay for this.
Get your gun.
Let me have that.
You see, Senor Ashton Wood? You see, Senor Wood? The young man is half crazy with jealousy. He has always resented anyone admiring Senorita Colette.
Yes, your kind of admiration. No innocent and good girl is safe with you around.
I warn you. You had better be careful of what you say.
Listen to me. I believe that when Colette told you she was leaving, you became so angry you killed her.
That is something you can't prove, my green-eyed friend. But I warn you, if you continue to make accusations you can't prove, I can demand and get satisfaction.
Oh, duly. All right, I'll leave.
Wait a moment, gentlemen. Our problem is to find Mademoiselle Colette.
Si. You are right, senor. As I started to say, when I first came in, I have called to offer my services in any way possible to help the Surete.
That's very kind of you, senor.
Oh, Monsieur Bertignac, you won't let this murder throw you off the track like this.
Monsieur Lascelles, may I point out that aside from your assertion, there is no evidence at all to call for a conclusion that a murder has been committed.
Monsieur Ashton Wolf.
Bertignac is right.
But aren't you going to investigate this?
Oh, yes. Far less. And we shall start by having Signor Anando demonstrate the mechanism of his great illusion.
Well, A.W., Ananda will be here at the theater any minute. What have you found?
It's a good thing we made the appointment an hour later than the time we actually intended getting here, Bertillon. It's given us an opportunity to make our inspection. Did you notice the tiny grease marks on certain letters of this polished automatic switch that works the mechanism?
Why, no.
When you set down S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y, they spell Scissorger.
Scissorger? Well, that's meaningless.
Sorry to contradict. Now, Scissorger is the autonomous term meaning that several bodies are in a straight line with each other. For example, when the moon, earth, and sun are in one line.
Still, it's not clear.
I believe that syzygy, in this case, means that certain parts of this mechanism are in a straight line with something. But I've noticed that no position of the switch at present will bring the notches into the spelling of the word while in operation. While you were upstairs in the dressing room, I learned from a stagehand that he greases this switch every Saturday morning. It hasn't been cleaned, therefore, since the day Mademoiselle Colette disappeared.
Then you think someone has changed the position of the notches on this control switch since last Saturday's performance, huh?
I know it. And while we're waiting for Senor Anando to arrive to demonstrate his great illusion, let's unscrew the plate and rearrange the notches so that the letter spelling Scissorgy are in circuit again.
Just as they were the night of Mademoiselle Colette's disappearance. You may have hit on something, A.W.
While I'm doing this, look around that revolving platform at its edge. Use your magnifying glass. Use it carefully.
All right. We haven't much time before the magician arrives, so hurry.
I will. See if you can find any marks or peculiarities on that wooden turntable.
Very well.
Tell me, Bertio, isn't this pretty permanent equipment for a variety show magician?
This theater used to be devoted solely to feats of magic, but of late they've had to turn it into a variety theater.
I see.
The Great Ananda was the only act that stayed permanently.
Well, that strengthens my theory. Well, there's the switch all changed. You found anything?
Yes, look at this.
Plaster, cement, and dust. You found this on the edge of the revolving platform?
Yes, what does it mean?
Well, I told you Scissorgy meant that certain things are in a straight line, didn't I?
Ashton Wolf, you mean the revolving platform meets a secret panel?
That's my theory. And when Anando arrives and demonstrates his trick, we shall soon see. Look out. There comes someone. Senor Anando?
No, it's I, Edward Lascelles. I hope you won't mind my watching this demonstration. Besides, I've seen the act and know how it's done.
Glad to have you, monsieur.
This must be the magician coming now.
Senor, I'm sorry to be late.
Quite all right, senor.
I was, Senorita Colette's fiancée is here, eh?
Yes, sir. Suppose you begin your act.
Very well. You see the wax Raja lying there in the fire of artificial logs?
Yes.
My assistant, the Senorita Colette, at the end of her interpretive dance, threw herself beside the figure. Then I gave a cue to throw this switch.
Just a moment. Suppose we have someone to impersonate the girl.
Why not? Who will be the impersonator? You, Senor Lascelles? You are so suspicious of me?
Yes. I'll take Colette's place.
Yes, but the Fuhrer...
Don't try to stop me. I want to know what happened to her.
Let them prove once and for all that I had nothing to do with it, Senor.
Very well.
Are you ready, Senor?
Ready. On your switch.
Very well. From my place at the footlights, I give the cue to my electrician who throws this switch. So. The air is blown through the silk ribbons. They rise like flames. The lights grow dim. The other side of the platform, which contains the artificial embers representing the ashes of the funeral fire, starts to come into position. From the supposedly burning girl, there is a scream.
Lefel, are you all right? Good grief, the young man's completely disappeared. Where's he gone?
Capriccio, I've been tricked. Someone has changed the switch. But you will never see that thing fully alive. They'll never see me again.
Leroux, stop that man.
I'll stop that fiend.
Don't waste any time, Bertillon. Our man will catch the magician. Throw that switch and throw it at once.
All right, here goes.
Watch that panel in the temple, said Papillon. When it slides open, I'll put a stage brace into it. You throw the switch off and stop the mechanism. Now, Bertillon, now. Lefel, are you all right?
What happened, Captain Wolf? How could he be in there?
I found my Colette.
What?
Give me your hand, quickly.
The missing girl.
Right.
But how?
You take a hand. Never mind just now.
Give
me your hand there.
Right.
Get over.
This is terrible.
Careful.
Colette, is she...
My boy, we're too late. She's dead.
Dead.
I was afraid of it, Bertillon. If you hadn't thrown that switch when I told you, that boy would have died too.
How did either of them get in there, Ashton Wolf?
When that switch was set for sensitive, the trap door swung open in synchronization with the stopping of the revolving platform. The centrifugal force thus generated threw the unsuspecting victim off the fire and down into that chute. The trap door then closed, making the chamber airtight and suffocating the victim. From the dim light hit the whole business.
Again, the almost perfect crime. Murder on a straight line.
But you can't.
Yes.
You don't.
And here they come with our magical murderer. Well, Senor Anando has got himself into a straight line heading for the guillotine. And before you can say the word syzygy.
Today's radio drama, which presented another of the famous cases of H. Ashton Wolfe from the files of the Sûreté in Paris, was taken from a story which will be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.